Welcome to Live Well, Be Well, a show to help high performers improve their health and well-being. This is an excerpt from my conversation with Jessie and Chelsea, aka the Glucose Goddess. After listening to this episode, you are going to have a super clear understanding of glucose hacks that are going to help in your glucose response.
Can I see the package?
Yeah, see it. Okay, so this is not a savory breakfast.
No. So let's look at the ingredients. Okay, so we have wheat, we have dried fruit, we have apple, we have sugar, barley extract, etc. So this is pure carbs, right? Because wheat is a starch, and then the dried fruit, sugar, apple, sugar is sugar, and we have a little bit of hazelnuts in there. A sweet breakfast is a breakfast that is pure carbs, so pure starches and sugars, and this exactly fits the bill of a sweet breakfast that's going to cause a big glucose spike. So after you eat a bowl of this, even if you add milk and some protein, etc., you're going to get a big glucose spike, and then an hour and a half later, you're going to be hungry and have cravings, and you've kicked off the roller coaster for the day, and it's tough to get off of it. Instead of having breakfast like this, or even
granola,
fruit juice, acai bowls, muesli, oats with honey, you need to switch to a savory breakfast that is built around protein.
Okay.
Because that will keep you full, help your mitochondria produce energy really well. You're going to have like eagle energy for the whole day. And all of a sudden, you can do the stuff on your to-do list. Like it is that immediate, the impact of the savory breakfast on your body. So built around protein. You can have some fat in there, some fiber if you want. But very importantly, avoid anything sweet, except if you want some whole fruit.
Okay.
So a good example of a savory breakfast is an omelet with a piece of toast. It is a Greek yogurt with some nuts and some maybe like peanut butter in there. It is leftovers from your dinner. It is whatever is savory in your fridge. You can make a little like, I don't know, like tuna, hummus, avocado, lemon salad thing. Yeah, right? And I have loads of recipes in my book to help people get started. But that is the cornerstone of steady glucose.
So what about a traditional French breakfast? The croissant.
Well, it's not that great. It is not that great. But, you know, in France, we also eat a lot of omelets. You'll find at any French restaurant an omelet for breakfast. So, yeah, you should avoid pastries because that's going to create a big spike.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I know this isn't part of the first hack, but it's something that I'm just thinking about as breakfast because, I mean, I'm slightly addicted. And I can't work without it. It's coffee.
Yeah.
So when we're just thinking about starting our breakfast, how does coffee play a role in that? So I'm going to tell you how I do mine, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I don't want to say I'm an intermittent faster, but I'm somebody who normally finishes my dinner at around 7:30, and I'll probably have a coffee the moment I wake up, about 7:30. It's not black. It's got oat milk in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. This is why we're getting into it.
I think I have to leave.
I feel like you're not going to be my friend anymore.
I gotta go, guys.
Oh, the vulnerability.
Okay, give me the oat milk.
Because I've also got normal milk here. And then I will probably sit down, because that's my most productive part of my day, as we just spoke about before this interview, where I'll do quite a few hours of intense work. And then I might have some blueberries, and then I'll normally have my main kind of meal around 11 and break my fast with like whatever I've got, either an omelette or avocado on toast or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really think it through, but that's the kind of rhythm that I've got into.
Okay. So first of all, it's not a huge deal. Like I talk about oat milk a lot because I want people to understand what it is. But if you love it and it's like making you so happy, like of course, keep drinking it. But oat milk is oats turned into juice.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing as making pasta milk. So imagine you take pasta.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You take pasta, you blend it with water until it becomes liquid. That would be pasta milk. This is oat milk. They do the same thing with oats. Okay. So you're basically eating liquid starch. And starch turns to glucose when you digest it. So,
yeah, you're not.
And then they
the
also
bell.
Add some nice unhealthy rapeseed oil.
Some nice.
Is that how you say it?
Omega-6 rapeseed.
Wow, rapeseed oil, and lots of just random stuff in there.
I just noticed that.
It's a bit weird, but listen. So this is starch. This is going to create a spike. If you love it, go for it. But it's much better to have whole milk or to have some unsweetened almond milk, because when you take a milk from a nut like almonds, coconut, macadamia, pistachios, those nuts are not very starchy. They contain protein and healthy fats and fiber. And so you're making a milk or a juice that is way less concentrated in glucose and is actually better for your glucose levels.
Wow. Okay.
One other thing you could do.
So I used to drink almond milk, but I thought it was bad for the environment. So
it is bad for the environment.
Go for oat milk.
Listen, everything has...
How do you navigate this?
You have to decide, you know, what's more important for this specific item.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. There's no perfect solution. Ideally, you have your coffee black, right? But one thing you could do to reduce the spike from the oat milk is have a few almonds before. So a little handful of nuts. You could have some anti-spike before to reduce the spike, because I know a lot of people get a lot of pleasure from the oat milk. So if you love it, you can also have it. I know for you it wouldn't work, but after breakfast instead of before, to also reduce the spike.
Because I've heard you talk about that. That's why I wanted to mention coffee.
Yeah.
So I am someone that just needs a coffee to get my brain going.
I get it.
And I put that down to my days of living in New York, where everyone lived on coffee, and somehow I became on that train.
Yeah.
So for the last 10 years, I can't remember really a morning, unless I've been sick, where I've just like, I don't want coffee. I'm not starting my morning with coffee, right? But you're saying one of the best things for glucose is to have food, protein, savory, and then your coffee.
Yes, I mean, you can have coffee before your breakfast and you can have it afterwards. But in the case of oat milk, it's better to try to have it after your breakfast instead of before, because that way there's already food in your stomach. And so the glucose from the oat milk is going to arrive more slowly into your bloodstream.
So it's not flooding.
You see what
yet.
I mean? Yeah. But listen.
And why the almonds?
Oh, yeah. Because the almonds also are going to have that same sort of impact. They're going to coat the oat milk with protein and fat and fiber in the almonds, therefore reduce the speed at which the glucose from the oat milk is arriving into your bloodstream.
Okay.
It's all about how do you reduce the speed of arrival of the glucose in your blood so that you reduce the velocity of the spike. You want to, instead of a Himalayans, you want like a sort of rolling hill of glucose.
And that's actually really important to understand, right? Because a lot of people, which I think you're going to disagree with as well as me, is a flat line. Like, you don't want a flat line. You do want a little bit of a movement, because flatlining isn't always healthy.
If you become obsessed with your glucose levels and you wear a glucose monitor and you're like, I need my glucose to be flat all the time, you can actually achieve that in really unhealthy ways. Like, for example, if you added, I don't know, lots of butter to your oat milk coffee, it would reduce the spike of the oats because the fat is going to slow down the starch breakdown, right? But that doesn't mean it's better for you. Or if you add alcohol to a meal, it's going to reduce the spike of that meal, but also doesn't mean it's good for you. And if you exercise, you usually see a very normal glucose spike from exercising. And so you might think, if you're wearing a glucose monitor and you think that flat glucose is good.
Thanks so much for listening. To hear the full episode, there's a link in the description.